Welcome to the Persimmon conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we'll conduct a question-and-answer session. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now turn the call over to your host, Mike Farley, CEO. You may begin.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Persimmon trading update. You're joined this morning with myself and Mike Killoran from York. What I'd like to do is give you a brief overview of the statements, which I hope you had time to look at, and then go into question and answer. So this year has been a good performance for the business. We've seen our legal completions be maintained at 9,360, and our overall revenue at £1.52 billion. I've seen our average selling price has declined slightly to £164,000. That's due to us completing more starter homes due to the increased interest we've seen from the government's first buy scheme. We've seen a strong net cash flow into the business, and we end the year with net cash of circa £40 million. As a result, our underlying pre-tax profit for the year will increase by circa 50%, which should be at the top end of analyst expectations. We've made good progress in our underlying operating margins, and we expect for the full year these to be approaching 10%. With margins for the second half of the year, again, circa 10.5%. We've seen an increase in our legal completions of around 4% in the second half of the year to 4,921. We've been active in the land market and have acquired in the year over 14,000 plots, 7,300 in the second half of the year. And a high proportion of that has come from our strategic land bank. Over 50% of the plots we've acquired in the year have come from our strategic land bank portfolio, a focus of the business. We remain focused in opening new outlets and have opened 25 outlets in the last quarter of 2011, and subject to market conditions are scheduled to open a further 60 new sites in the first half of 2012, and we will maintain our outlet network around 390 sites. We start the year in a strong position, and we have seen our forward sale position increase from £565 million up to £605 million, which places the business in a good position for 2012 market. I think that gives a broad summary of the overall performance of the business, so I'd allow now to hand over to questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star, then one on your touchtone phone. If you wish to be removed from the queue, please press the hash key. If you are using a speakerphone, you may need to pick up the handset first before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then one on your touchtone phone. Charlie Campbell from Liberum Capital is online with a question.
Good morning. I had a couple of questions, please, if I may. First of all, just wondered if you could split the order book out between private and social to get an idea of how the private order book looks at the beginning of the year. And then secondly, on the government scheme, just on your webpage, there's a sort of a way of expressing interest in taking part in that scheme, and just wondered what the level of interest had been in that since you started sort of collecting interest.
Yes, we've had a good, I'll answer that second part first and perhaps get Mike to do the forward order book. We've had a good uptake in the inquiries regarding the 95% mortgage and approaching 1,000 registrations so far, so I think it demonstrates that there is interest in the marketplace. I think we've been saying for some time it's not affordability that's the issue, it's lack of deposits that is the key factor for first-time buyers particularly. So, you know, it's pleasing to see that registration take place, and so we're encouraged by that.
On the forward order book, Charlie, we've got around about 2,100 PD units in the forward order book at the end of the year. with an average price more or less in line with the ASP completions in the second half of last year, 2011, around about the £185,000 mark on PD, just to give you a feel for the breakdown of that.
Thank you very much, very kind. Thank you.
Happy New Year, by the way.
Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then one on your touchtone phone. Denise Johnson from Deutsche Bank is online with a question.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy New Year to you both. Forgive me, I may be asking something you've already answered, but it took a long time to get onto the call. Just want to first of all understand why the margin is stronger. Is it because the contribution of first-time buyers? Is it the new land coming through? Was it just your guidance was conservative? Second one, and just in terms of your cash flow, I just wonder, are there substantial land payments that are still to come relating to the land that you bought in the second half, or is it largely already in the numbers? And then just in terms of, you talk of anticipation of a strong spring selling season. Is that just reflecting the government programme, or is there something more in that that gives you confidence?
In terms of the strong selling season, I think, you know, all we can judge by is the visits to site prior to Christmas in the last quarter, and indeed, you know, just basically on this first week back, Glynis, we've seen a very strong visitors to site. As I say, they're probably up 20% year on year. I don't want to judge the whole year based on 1 week's figures, but nevertheless, it's a continuation on you know, demand that we've had. As I say, undoubtedly, some of that is generated by the first buyer scheme and first time buyers returning to the marketplace, so that is affecting in on that front. In terms of looking at the land acquisition, yes, you know, we have the sort of situation on land creditors, but I think, you know, we'll give you full details obviously when the results are out. But our land creditor position increased slightly by about 10 million, but not dramatically changed from where we sat at the half year. So, you know, as I say, that no real fundamental change there. And our land spend has been, you know, very, very stable in terms of, again, in line with what we spent in the first year, around about £140 million. So, again, a very stable position in land spend. As I say, I think we've been focusing on bringing forward our strategic land, so that's been a discount to market value. And in some cases, obviously, it's land we hold on our balance sheet. So we get the benefit of that for a zero value, zero extra additional outlay. So hence the, you know, we're able to conserve our land spend effectively, yet still acquire those 14,000 plots. In terms of our margin, I think, yes, we'd always like to be on the cautious side, but undoubtedly, you know, we've been focusing on, you know, our replanning sites still where possible, you know, controlling our costs overall. You know, we continue process on that front and continue to make strides in how we're organising our business and efficiencies in the way we build things to reduce our costs. And as you rightly say, as we bring forward new sites, you know, that those do contribute new margins, and obviously we get better margins on our strategic land. So it's a combination of those factors, Glynis, that allows us to improve on those margins.
Thank you.
Okay.
Ben Rosenberger from UBS is online with a question.
Hi there, good morning. A couple of questions from me. There might be some repeats in there as well, because it did take a long time to get onto the call. So the first one also on land buying. It seems quite a lot to me in terms of land buying in the second half, and then also in terms of what your land bank is now compared to your target of reducing your land bank, actually. And maybe you could say in that, sort of in connection with that, how much of that is actually owned and how much is controlled.
Yes.
Then on the margin, it seems like in the second half where the sort of margin recovery pace has actually accelerated. What sort of are you expecting for the next year? Are you expecting the sort of pace of 150 bips per half year or 100 bips per half year? Or how are you seeing that? And then the last one, maybe on the dividend, if there's sort of any guidance, what might be proposed for this year? Thanks.
Well, I think on the dividend one, you know, that is something for the final. So I think you won't be surprised. We haven't obviously made the decision on that because we haven't finalised the numbers even at this stage. So we'll come back to you at the dividend on that point when we announce at the end of February. So that's the first one.
Sure.
In terms of the land bank, yes, and I think this is a point we raised earlier on previous announcements, is that because we have been focusing very heavily on strategic land, as I say, you know, 50% of the plots we brought forward came from the strategic land bank, they tend to come from larger sites. So, you know, we need to keep an eye on our number of outlets or sites we're active on. So, you know, the fact that we have been very successful on strategic sites, they tend to be larger sites, 700 or 800 plots at a time, and therefore we need to maintain our outlet network, and, you know, we can't just solely rely on plot count per se. So we do need to make sure that we are increasing them, you know, maintaining our outlet focus. So, you know, strategic land does have a benefit, but they tend to come in larger sizes. In terms of, you know, our position in terms of the margin focus, as I say, yes, it continues to be the focus on the business, and you won't be surprised here, I'm not going to get targeted in terms of giving a forecast for the future. Safe to say, I think, you know, we are comfortable with the analyst range of expectations, which I think is about 11.5% for next year, so we're comfortable with that at this time. But as I say, it is the focus of the business, you know, and we will see what we can do to improve on those numbers wherever possible.
Okay, thanks. And just the last thing was the split in terms of the land bank owned and controlled. How much of the 63,500 is actually owned?
It's usually a sort of a, I mean, we'll give you the exact details, Ben, at the finals, but I would, broad rule of thumb is a two-thirds, one-third split owned to controlled. And, you know, for the time being, I would use that sort of feel for it.
So there's no fundamental change in the split of the land bank on that front.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
William Jones from RBS is online with a question.
Morning, guys, and apologies again if this has been asked. It took about 10 minutes to get through onto the call, but I had three, please, if I could. The first was just whether you could give us a split on the order book value between volume and price, please. That would be great if possible. The second was just to check on the margin of over 10.5% in the second half. I assume that's still pre the effect of any excess profit on written down plots in that second half period, just to check. And I guess with that in mind, do you think there'll be any kind of forward looking adjustment you might make to the land bank with regard to the 80 million of provision or so that you had at the half year that was still there for kind of excess profitability in those impaired plots? And then lastly, if I could just ask, is there any extra detail you can give us, please, around the new build indemnity scheme, just in terms of any extra details you may have got over the course of the last few weeks around costs or time frame or mortgage rate, whatever it might be? And then linked to that, do you think that the introduction of that scheme will in any way alter your volume strategy for this year, or will it be kind of as you were but just a different mix of sales? That'd be great. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll try and deal with the last point first. In terms of the indemnity scheme, well, we're obviously working with government and the CML, Council of Mortgage Lenders, to deliver this scheme. It is under making progress at the present time. We're on a fairly tight time scale to deliver on that. I think, to be fair, you know, scheduled for delivery in the end of the first quarter, you know, which is an extremely tight timescale. I think in terms of detail surrounding that, you know, obviously some of these things are still fluid. So on that, Will, I'll give you further update, I think, again, when we actually give our full announcements at the end of February. So we'll have a better idea of how things at that stage. Safe to say, I think, you know, it's making good progress. In terms of how it fits with the business, you know, you'll be aware that we forward sell as a business and as an industry. So therefore, I think in terms of our guidance for the first half, it'll make very little difference because, you know, by the time we get to the scheme being launched, we should be, you know, virtually sold up for the first half of the year in any event. So it'll really be a second half benefit to the industry as a whole. So that's the focus on that front. Mike, do you want to do
that? Yeah, on the order book, Will. Just looking at the private content, because obviously by deduction you can calculate the rest of it yourself. We've got about 2,100 private sale units in the forward sales at the end of December, with an average price more or less in line with the legal completion ASP in the second half of 11 at around about £185,000 or so, which, you know, is a about a three, somewhere between a 3% and 4% uptick on where it was at the same position last year, just looking at the private sale element. So, you know, that is relatively encouraging.
And in relation to the margin, the 10.5% in the second half is net of any provisioning. As I say, as you know, we always declare our provisions below the line as an exceptional item. So that process will continue. And as you rightly say, we do maintain, it's over £200 million of provision still on the books. And as you say, at some stage we will review when we release that remaining provision figure that you talked about. But at this stage, obviously, on the back of the economic position, you know, we obviously taking a cautious view. But at some stage, you know, say we will review that position.
Okay, that's very clear. Thank you.
That's more of an issue for the finals at the end of February to get into detail, so we can explain our views with respect to the carrying value of the land that we've got in the bank, so to speak.
Got you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Clyde Lewis from Citigroup is online with a question.
Morning, guys. Apologies again if it's been asked. I've struggled as well to get on the call as well this morning. Two questions, if I may, Mike. In terms of your belief now and expectations of where you think normalised margins might be for the group, and maybe also the timescale of how you can get back to them, how has that altered in the last 3 to 6 months in particular? That was the first one. And the second question I had was on visitors. I know it's only a week and a bit in, but you know, the weather's been, I suppose, quite mild compared to last year. Have you seen a little bit of a pickup in activity on site and on the internet since the start of Jan?
Yeah, just on the visitors. Yeah, I think we have seen a good increase. You know, so I wouldn't want to build a year's forecast based on, you know, which effect is 1 week's visitors. You know, this weekend, you know, prior to that, half year end, effectively New Year's position. So, but we have this weekend seen about a 20% increase in visitor levels to site. We've seen good interest in the website, and as I say, we're seeing, particularly on the first buy scheme, I think that's now recognition from people what that scheme's entailing. So we're seeing quite a lot of activity on the first buy, and as I mentioned earlier in the call, that we have seen probably approaching 1,000 registrations for people on the 95% mortgage. So again, there is good demand on that front, so that is encouraging for us. But as I say, I think for benefit for the business, more for the second half of the year than the first half, really.
Was your first question around the margins, Clyde?
Yes, Mike. I mean, very much sort of a, you know, I mean, we've obviously sort of touched on sort of normalised margins in the past, but I mean, has your view changed at all in terms of where you think you can get the business to on a 3 to 5 year view?
No, I think on the 15% to 17% margin is what the criteria that we think we can run the business successfully on. You know, acquiring land today at around the 15% operating margin, then you factor on top of that the benefit from strategic land. So I think we believe that is an achievable target. You know, how quickly we'll get there. You know, obviously we've made good strides. So far, our margin for last year was 8.2%. So for the full year, and if we can get approaching 10%, you know, that's a good progress in a 12-month period. We hope to continue to focus on that for 2012. And so, I think, you know, as I say, in the next 2 to 3 years, we should get back to that level.
Okay, excellent. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
As a reminder, if you have a question, please press star, then one on your touchtone phone. Denise Johnson from Deutsche Bank is back online with a question.
Hello, gentlemen. Sorry, just one quick clarifying, and I probably missed it at the beginning of the conference call. Have you given the proportion of your completions in the year that have come from first time buyers?
No, we haven't. So it's probably, we'll give the final details, Glynis, obviously, when we give our results. But it's up from about 20% last year to probably for 2011 up to between 20 and 25%. So a modest increase, but nevertheless an increase as such, really.
And shared equity?
Does that answer your question? Okay.
Can I push you on shared equity to get similar numbers? How much have actually used shared equity?
How much is shared equity? Again, a similar sort of number, about 25% of shared equity has been of completions have been using some form of shared equity, either our own or the government's Kickstart or First Buy type schemes.
Lovely, thank you.
Does that give you what you want? Thank you.
Mark Hague from Merrill Lynch is online with a question.
Good morning, Mike and Mike. Again, apologies. I had trouble getting on the call first off. But just on the land bank, the 7,000 plots acquired in the second half, could you just say how many or how much of that came from strategic sources? And then secondly, did you give any update on the land creditor position at the end of the year?
It was a very strong position in the second half of the year market, around 4,500 plots. So it was, you know, a high proportion has come from our strategic land bank. It is the focus of the business, as we stated, and we have been continuing to increase delivery on that front, and that will be the focus of the business because, as I say, it's that's where we stand. In terms of land creditors, the figure is around the 175 mark, so we'll give you the, obviously the final details and ins and outs on that. So the land creditor position is up slightly, I think we're about 165 to 175 in the period, so it's a fairly static position. Really.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
Okay, no worries.
John Messinger from the Royal Bank of Scotland is online with a question.
Morning, chaps. Well, we're still here. Just a quick one, if I could. Well, actually two, sorry. First one was just, Mike, in terms of regionally, when you look at actually how trading developed during the second half of the year, were there any big differences in terms of north-south and just in terms of just giving us a bit of feel, north-south and Scotland, how the world panned out, just in terms of the general kind of strength of demand that was there? And the second question was just on the appointment of Jeff. Obviously continuing to be in charge of the north, but with the operational functions and the strategic land. Is that something that is kind of an interim position that he will move across fully? Or I'm just thinking if I was running north or running south, obviously he's got a sort of split of responsibilities there now. Is that something that he's going to stay in place for quite a period, or is this more a short-term change before he becomes fully involved in sort of group-level operational functions and strategic land?
Yes, that's right. I think that's fair, and we will make obviously various announcements below that, but obviously there's a limit to on an RNS how many announcements you make in terms of operational changes, but I think it just gives a flavour and the focus of the business. As we said, John, you know, we are very focused on strategic land and obviously maintaining our cost control and efficiency within the business, so Jeff will take on, have time to develop to that, but as you say, we will make operational changes behind the scenes to give him more time to focus on that. As you say, it's a general transition for the business. In terms of the north and south, we've seen an improvement in the northern business. As I say, our sales rates have improved in the north year on year. They came from a lower position, to be fair. You know, the northern market probably 12 months ago was more affected by the overall economic climate effectively, and so we have seen a gradual improvement in our sales rates in the north, and that's why I think for the year-on-year, we're in a better position with our forward sold position of £605 million forward sale is a combination of our south and position. So the 615 figure, is giving us a stronger position.
Thanks very much.
Okay, John.
We have no further questions at this time. I will now turn the call over to your host for closing remarks.
Thank you very much, everybody. I'm sorry there was obviously difficulty getting on the call this morning. Apologies for that. So if there's any other questions and queries that you didn't get a chance to answer today, Mike and Mike and myself are in York, so we're here and available for any other questions if there's any other points of clarity you want either now or later on in the day. As I say, I think from what we've announced, you can see that the business is in good shape with good progress being made on in terms of our operating margins. We have a strong cash position, a strong land bank, and good forward order book to take the business on into 2012. So with that, thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing you again on the trading update and results at the end of February. Many thanks.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's conference call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.